إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to the last of the criteria that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set for the winners, which is وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all of mankind is in loss except people with these four qualities. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. What is تَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ? تَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ is to understand that when you do تَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, that when you invite towards the truth, when you introduce people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you mention the akhirah, when you mention accountability, then people will resist. People will step up their aggression against you. This is a strange paradox, because the normal trend of the world is that people are grateful to those who do good to them. People like givers. People don't like takers. And people are good to those who give things to them. Whether you give a chocolate to a child, or you give, you know, a job to a person, or you feed somebody, or just smile at somebody, all of these things, big or small, they get you a positive reaction. Except one situation. And that situation is when you invite people towards haq, when you invite people towards the truth. People don't like that. And that's a very paradoxical thing. And it's something which is the biggest challenge for someone in the work of Da'wah. Because since, as I mentioned before, it is the tendency of people to like the givers, it is also the tendency of the givers. It's the tendency of people who do something good to expect positive responses. So, if I am doing something good for you, the minimum is I would expect you to say thank you. You know, that thank you may not be worth anything in monetary terms or something or material terms, but still it's gratefulness. People say thank you, some good word. You expect this. So now, when you do the work of Da'wah, when you are inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are telling people that, you know, we should live our lives in a way which is positive in the world, which spreads goodness around us, and then which will give us Jannah. And instead of getting a positive response, you get a negative response, then you lose heart. Then you say, oh, what kind of a thankless job is this? Why must I do it? And Shaitan comes and says, you know, what is the point? You say so many things, nobody listens. People ignore you. People are abusing you. Why are you doing it? Don't they know it already? If you tell people we must pray, don't people know that we should pray? I mean, everybody knows that Muslims, if you ask someone who is a Muslim, even people who are not Muslims, if you ask them how many times per year should Muslims pray, they say not per year, per day, they pray 5 times a day. They might say they are crazy, why do they pray 5 times a day? But they know they pray 5 times a day. People know this. Even people who are not Muslim know that Muslims are supposed to pray 5 times a day. So, Shaitan will come and Shaitan will say, what is the good? You are telling people you should pray. People, they know they should pray. Why should you say? Again and again you are saying it, people are getting irritated with you. This was the challenge. The challenge of the Anbiya alayhimus salam was this. That here was the Nabi, all the Anbiya, including of course Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here was the Nabi who is coming to the people, is not asking for any reward, is not asking for any ujrat, any money. He is asking for nothing and he is giving them. He is inviting them towards something which is good. He is not saying, come and serve me in my house. No. He is saying, go to the house of Allah. The masjid does not belong to anybody. The masjid does not belong to anybody. Any masjid, even if you build a masjid. Maybe I build a masjid, right? I build a masjid for $1 million. And every single cent in that masjid, I have paid. And then I am paying for the entire maintenance of that masjid till whenever the masjid is there. right? I might even say, well, I am the Amir of this masjid and all decisions I will take. Who does the masjid belong to? Belongs to Allah. Masjid is the house of Allah. It's not mine. Even if I spend the money, it's still not mine. If I say it is my masjid, then it's not a masjid. Then it is not a masjid. Then it's my house. It can become a masjid only when it is waqf ilallah. That is a shart of Allah. The only one shart. Many of the aima have different shurut with regard to, when a place can be considered to be a masjid. There are different aima who have put different conditions and so on. But the one condition on which all the aima are agreed upon, muttafaqun alayh, is that the place should be made waqf ilallah. It's not necessary that a document has to be written or an announcement has to be made, but this must be the understanding of whoever is establishing the masjid and the people who come to pray, that this is waqf ilallah. If it is not waqf ilallah, it is not a masjid. You can pray there, that's not a problem, you can pray in your house. What is the meaning of waqf ilallah? Waqf ilallah means that this place will be a masjid till the day of judgment. Nobody can sell it, nobody can destroy it, nobody can change it into something else. Even if that masjid is for whatever reason, construction, something, if that masjid has to be demolished, then again a masjid only can be established in that place. You can rebuild the whole building, but that place will still be a masjid. Now, why am I saying all this? Because this is the way of the Anbiya. What comes from Allah comes free. Nobody has any ownership on it. Yet people resent. And that is why, watawasaw bis-sabr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that it is not only that you have to invite towards the truth, but you also need to have sabr on that truth. You also have to invite towards the truth without expecting reward. Any kind of reward, including thanks. Do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And there is great hikmat in this, because unless we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, your and my work of da'wat ila al-Islam will fail. Because at some point in time, you lose heart. At some point in time, you get discouraged. And you say, oh, what is the use? I tried so hard, it's not working. Forget it. No. And this is the key hallmark of the Anbiya was this. The Anbiya had big hearts. Key hallmark was this. I will do it until I am alive, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with me. Bas. Who comes, who doesn't come? You might say, well, I am announcing a lecture of mine. And then when I actually go to the lecture, I find there are four people sitting. And Shaitan will say, what is the good of talking to four people? These people have no interest. Don't waste your time. You go do something else. No. You are going to give the lecture for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for the sake of four people or ten people or whoever. No. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the illustrious sons of Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayh, Shah Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayh, is a famous story about him, that he gave a lecture in Jamia Masjid in Delhi. And obviously, he was a very famous alim. So, there were thousands of people who attended this lecture. The whole Jamia Masjid was filled with people. And these are the days before microphones and so on. So, his lecture is relayed verbally, throughout the... So, he spoke for maybe 1.5 hours. So, after he finished the lecture, he retired to his rooms with his muridin and so on, his students. And the crowd dispersed, everybody went home. Much later, a man came. And this was a villager. He came from some village in UP. And he came to Shah Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh, and he said, Hazrat, I came from my village, which is so far away, to listen to your lecture. But unfortunately, I got delayed. And the journey was long, and it took me a long time. I got delayed, and now when I got here, I find the lecture is finished. Now what do I do? And these are the days. I mean, Shah Abdulaziz couldn't tell him, you know, there is a, go to YouTube and you will find my lecture or something. No, there is no YouTube and there is no tapes and recorders. So the man said, now what do I do? I came all this way and your lecture is over. So Shah Abdulaziz told him, you sit down here. Then he stood up and he delivered the lecture for 1.5 hours with the same energy, with the same passion that he delivered the lecture to the thousands of people. So when he finished, the man, he thanked him, he gave him a lot of dua and so on and so forth, and he left. Now his students of Shah Abdulaziz Rahmatullah, they were sitting there watching this whole thing. So when that man left, they came to him and they said, Hazrat, this is a strange thing. Thousands of people you spoke with that passion and that energy and everything else, and this one man comes and we don't even know who is this man, from some village he comes and so on. It's not even as if it's some great king or something, nothing. Some ordinary fellow, we don't even know who he is. And you give the same lecture with the same passion. How is it possible? So Shah Abdulaziz Rahmatullah tells them, he says, why are you surprised? He said, when I was speaking to those thousands of people, I was trying to please only one. And he said, when I was speaking to the one man, I am still trying to please the same one. So what does it matter to me? Let there be thousands, let there be anybody, one person. No. I am not speaking for him. I am speaking to please only one. And that one remains. This is what Tawasub is Sabr. This is Sabr. This is Sabr. To do the work of Islam only for the pleasure of Allah. And when you decide to do it, and when you set yourself up and you say, I am going to do the work of Da'wah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts are tests like this. One by one by one. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in His kalam about these tests. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He spoke about the three Anbiya which He sent to the town. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَأَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ Our Rabb knows that He has sent us. So they are doing what? وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ So now what happens? قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ لَئِن لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Test starts. We will punish you, we will beat you, we will do this, we will do that. If you don't stop. Don't stop what? Don't stop what? Are they doing something evil? If you do not stop doing good, we will trouble you, we will beat you, we will torture you. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ بَلَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ He said, you do what you want, but we will not stop our work. We have come here to do this work. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أتخذ من دونه آلهة يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغني عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون So the man comes from somewhere. Yeah. Min Aqsa al-Madina, from the outside of the town. And he comes and says, listen to the, again, Watawasu Hilak, listen to the Anbiya. This man is not a Nabi. He is not an he is ordinary man from somewhere. He says, listen to these people. They are inviting you towards good. They are not asking for reward, nothing. Why do you not listen to them? Why must you do this? He says, Amantu Billah. I believe in my Rabb. First Ma'un, they killed him. Then what happens? Qeel adkhulil jannah. Allah said, enter Jannah. And the man says what? Qala ya layta qawmi ya'lamuna bima ghafara li rabbi waj'alani min al mukramin. So the man says, I wish my people knew how my Rabb honored me. So the point I'm making is that difficulties, the coming of difficulties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing in these ayat of Surah Al-Yaseen, that difficulties come and they come, they are graded from first warning to physical punishment to imprisonment to final death, which is shahada fi sabilillah, inshallah. So, not that it happens to everybody. Those are people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses and who Allah wants to, you know, who Allah wants to specially reward. So when the man says, I wish my people knew how my Rabb has forgiven me and how He has honored me, what did his Rabb do? His Rabb said, I will tell the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the story in His kalam to be mentioned and recited till the day of judgment. So this is the honor for the person who does tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bis sabr. So the point I'm making is that I remind myself and you that wa tawasaw bis sabr is a very critical element of da'wah. If you want da'wah to be successful, then we have to do da'wah only and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not take any reward from the people for it, and to have sabr, not to get discouraged. And the only way you will not get discouraged is if you are not linked materially to the result of this da'wah. If you are looking for name and fame, if you are looking for thanks from the people, if you are looking for reward from the people, then it will break your heart. You will not be able to sustain in that work. And not looking for doesn't just mean, oh, but you see, I'm not asking. Even in the heart, that desire shouldn't be there. And that only you know and Allah knows. Nobody can say that. Because sometimes you may not ask, but in your heart you feel, I wish somebody was here, I wish this, I wish that. No. The heart must be purified, must be cleaned. And that's why tazkiyatun nafs is so important. Heart must be purified of even the desire for approval from people. Because if there is this desire for approval from people, your work is doomed. Doomed. So, watawasaw bis sabr is to remind each other that this work of da'wah is a work which requires sabr, which requires patience, it requires, consistency, it requires firmness on that irada, and not getting sidetracked and not losing hope and not getting discouraged because you are not seeing results. You may not see results. You may not see results for your entire life. You may die without seeing results. Doesn't matter. It does not matter. Because what matters only and only is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, there will be some anbiya who will go into Jannah alone. Alone. Yeah? Nuh alayhi salam, he gave da'wah for 950 years. Do we even understand the meaning of 950 years? 950 years means what? We don't even know that. But I'm saying he gave da'wah for 950 years, but at least he had some people who accepted Islam. But there will be other anbiya, and I'm talking about anbiya. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anbiya will go into Jannah. There will be anbiya who will go into Jannah and they will be alone. Why? Nobody listened to them. Nobody accepted anything. So who are we? We are not even anbiya. So if somebody listens to me or doesn't listen to me, why are you bothered? We get bothered because first of all, we do this work of da'wah in the wrong way. Expecting rewards, expecting approval, looking for money, all kinds of things. either directly or indirectly, there is no work on tazkiyah, the heart is not clean, the heart is full of all these things. And that's why immediately, one job you do somewhere, immediately that somebody takes a photograph, it's put on Facebook. Why are you doing all this? For what? Allah does not know. You think Allah is sitting there watching Facebook? Unless you put it there, Allah does not know what. Who, for whom are you doing this? Who are you doing the work for? And Shaitan puts, no, you see, this is encouraging for other people. Like hell, it's encouraging for other people. This is you doing it for yourself. Don't give all this. You are doing it for yourself. You like to see your face on that Facebook. So that's why you want to put the picture there. Which dawah is this? This is not that's why those jobs fail. You do it, I mean, just think about it, you know, over the last 1 year or 2 years, how many people have you seen with pictures here? Where are they today? Vanished. It is not sustainable, boss. It is not sustainable. You will vanish. Allah will not support you. Because this is not the way of the Anbiya. No matter what excuses you give, the Anbiya did not take money, did not look for approval from people for their work. Unless you do the work of the Anbiya on the way of the Anbiya, it does not work. Simple as that. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the patience and the ability to do the work of da'wah and to invite each other towards sabr and to invite each other towards haq. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll consolidate this whole thing into one. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.